same firm put in both, so it's all one connection.
Uh-huh.
Just have a dial, let's say.
In the old days, when you had to build a wood fire, where did you...
What you call wood burners. Then that one had coal.
Uh-huh.
But the big problem with coal would bring out ashes. But again, we had all lamps.
Uh-huh.
Had to fill the lamps and clean the glow.
Uh-huh.
Electricity.
Uh-huh.
You had outdoor toilets. You had bathroom toilets.
Uh-huh.
So I went through all those stages. Said yep. For 83 years.
Sure.
You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy life. I still enjoy life.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful to be still here. There's some that live 83 minutes. So I'm thankful.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, do you remember when you built a fire? Do you remember how to build a fire? How you built a fire in the old days?
Well, sometimes you put paper and wood on top of it. Then there were times if you knew what you were doing, you'd spread oil on the wood and light it. But you had to be careful doing it because a wood burner was different, was more open than a coal stove.
Mm-hmm.
But a coal, you start the wood to burn and put coal on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a coal fire.
What are they? They have those little sticks of wood, those little sticks that you put in?
Yeah, sticks about that long, about that large.
Well, you sometimes have these little small tiny pieces that you start the fire with.
Sometimes,
What do you call them?
Kindling.
Kindling?
Yeah.
And then what about sometimes in the back they have them, just in the back of the fireplace they have a big round stick with the bark on it?
Yes, it's kind of double.
Uh-huh.
The inside of a wood burner has a heavy lining because wood burner outside heat will go through it. Then especially with a coal stove, you have a fair thick body because that get red hot and generates the heat.
Uh-huh.
Then with that, from that we went to oil heaters. With oil heater in a summer room in the house, you have a vent over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the heat naturally rises.
Mm-hmm.
And that spreads the heat upstairs, take care of downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did when I moved down here. I put it in the oil burner. But then 7 years after that, I got rid of the oil burner, put vents, put it all around the floor and upstairs. Then I don't have a basement, but I have a place under the house, larger for this heater, oil heater,
mm-hmm.
for the gas heater.
Mm-hmm.
And the air conditioner is right next to that. So the two right together.
Yeah. How do you get the smoke out?
There's a chimney to the house. Yeah. Then I have a gas hot water heater that has its own outlet.
Uh-huh. What do they call that black stuff that gets inside the chimney?
Soot. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you get that mostly with coal, but you don't have much trouble with that with oil. And you have very little trouble with the gas.
Uh-huh.
Because gas, naturally, as you know, it goes to air.
Uh-huh. What about when you were real young, what kinds of things did you have in the house? Like what kinds of things did you have in your living room?
Well, in the living room it probably chairs, just probably so. And the funny thing in the living room they came, you didn't get in the living room until Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Some said you had to die to get in the room.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't go back further than that.